B. The value of names. In U.S. schools, teachers usually line students up in alphabetical order by family name. A recent study by Kurt Carlson of Georgetown University in the U.S. suggests that this may have a greater effect than people realize. He says that kids who are always toward the back of the line grow up feeling they are at a disadvantage. He says this may influence their spending habits in later life. They are likely to find bargain sales hard to resist because they feel a need to take advantage of any special offers they see. Assuming the study's conclusion is correct, businesses promoting limited-time offers should first target people whose family names fall toward the end of the alphabet. Emphasizing that supplies are limited may also boost sales to these people. For the sake of fairness, though, perhaps educators should vary the order in which they make kids line up.
Questions. Number 15. What did Kurt Carlson's study show? Number 16. What is one thing the speaker recommends?